to West Virginia now, where there's a debate underway over the all-terrain vehicle. ATVs are a way of life in many states. In West Virginia, they are a passion and an important source of revenue. With summer and riding season on the way, businesses are looking forward to the annual boon of ATV tourists. But safety advocates are working to keep the sport safe. NPR's Leah Binkovitz takes a look at the new proposed regulations and some of the dangers.
Tanya Jackson, like many West Virginians, grew up riding ATVs. She remembers following along behind her brother, Rick.
And my brother is always riding dirt bikes, ATVs, anything he could get his hands on.
But in 2006, Rick had a terrible accident.
My dad had called me and he told me that they were trying to get a hold of my mom. And he was at Reuben Memorial and family was needed to go over there to identify his body.
Tanya Jackson's brother was doing two common but very dangerous things when he wrecked. First, he wasn't wearing a helmet, and second, he was riding his ATV on pavement. When his family got to the hospital, Rick had trauma so severe he was later declared brain dead. He was an organ donor, so for 2 days, the family kept him on life support while the hospital arranged the surgeries.
It was probably the most emotional, tiring thing I've been through, but I'm glad because it gave us more time.
It took Jackson years to get back on an ATV. Now she's one of the state's most visible riders and outspoken safety advocates. The beauty queen even partnered with the governor's highway safety program for a series of PSAs.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Mountaineer Tanya Jackson. On August 19, 2006, my brother...
For the past decade, West Virginia has averaged roughly 30 deaths per year due to ATV-related accidents, peaking at 54 the year Rick was killed. In 2013, that number dropped to just 19. One reason why? Education.
And what's the most important thing?
Helmet.
Yeah, what's that helmet going to do for us?
Can it take you from head?
Yes, sir.
If you wreck or something, if you don't got a helmet on, you could hit a rock and it could cause you to die.
Mark Witt is leading a training session down in the southern part of the state in Mingo County's Lenore K-8 school. Today's lesson is all about what to wear while riding. The fifth graders model helmets, goggles, boots, and other protective gear for each other. As part of West Virginia University's extension program, Witt travels to schools across the state with curriculum from the ATV Safety Institute. Statewide, only kids under 18 are required to wear helmets. They are also the only ones required to get some basic form of safety instruction. And that only came about after organized action.
We took about 500 kids, over 200 and some from Mingo County, and we marched on the Capitol in 2004. And we met with every delegate and every senator, and we got our first ATV bill passed.
ATV manufacturers insist their machines are safe. The problem, they say, isn't the ATVs, it's where and how they're used. This gets to the heart of the problem in West Virginia. To start, there's a general wariness toward regulation. And as the coal industry has declined, ATV tourism has become more important. People come from all over the U.S. to ride through West Virginia's gorgeous backcountry. Locals fear legislating safety could risk those tourism dollars. One good example, the expanding Hatfield-McCoy Trail system. It brings in $1 million annually in permits alone. I wanted to see it for myself and took my first ATV ride with help from Mark Witt. First, I put on a helmet, boots, gloves, and goggles.
You're going to take your right hand and you're going to turn the ignition switch on. Very good. And you're going to touch your start button. And that thing is going to start up. Are you ready to start?
Memories are suddenly coming into focus of the last time I was on a motorbike. I quickly crashed it into my neighbor's parked car.
All right, here we go. Nope, not enough.
Good job.
Yeah, that did it.
I practice in a field a bit before we end up on one of the system's green circle trails, the easiest there is. Still, I struggle. Twice, the forest green ATV I'm riding pulls me toward the edge of the trail. But when we reach the top, the view is dramatic.
We're on the West Virginia-Kentucky border. Beautiful terrain, lots of trees.
Witt starts telling me about the wildlife. First turkey and deer, then bobcats, bears.
Stop talking.
That's not bad, but it is. The wilderness is nice up here.
The wilderness. That's a big reason people do this. Even Witt. He just wants them to be safer doing it. He comes to this trail 5 or 6 times each month. Parked up above, we look down at the highway. Just the week before, he says, a friend died riding on the road without a helmet. Leah Binkovitz, NPR News.